USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Topping the news, the latest coronavirus numbers for you across the United States. Close to 800,000 people infected. Close to 42,000 people have passed away from the virus. Some states where there's been a leveling off, entering phase one, and making plans to reopen beaches and parks. President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
And based on the record low price of oil that you've been seeing, it's at a level that's very interesting to a lot of people. We're filling up our national petroleum reserves, the strategic reserves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
There are still many coronavirus hotspots across the country, areas of Massachusetts and New Jersey and New York City, where Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio not allowing any parades or public gatherings until at least June, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City is canceling all planned events through the month of June because of the virus.
I told you we were going to talk to the organizers of events in June, which includes some really big, important annual events. We have had those conversations, and this probably will not surprise you, but I'm now reporting today that we will cancel city permits for June events as well.
It means no parades, rallies, large gatherings like conventions or any other large non-essential event. In Boston, today would normally be the Boston Marathon. That's been moved to September because of the outbreak, but some people are running the course today anyway.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Florida residents who are well will be happy to hear beaches will be reopening, but people are still being asked to keep up with the social distancing due to the coronavirus. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis gave municipalities the go-ahead to start reopening beaches if they could do it safely and observe social distancing guidelines. Beaches in Jacksonville are now open from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. local time. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott reminds everyone,
well, it all comes down to each of us. Each of us have to say to ourselves, we're only going to get through this if we do it safely. So if you're going to go to the beach, you've got to social distance. If you're going to go out walking, you have to social distance. If you're going to go to a park, you have to social distance. And be careful about this, especially the people that have the highest risk. So we've got to figure out how to open this economy. We can't all just stay home and not make any money. There's not enough money in the federal budget to just pay everybody. Mm-hmm. So we got to start doing this. If we do it safely, I think we can get home quicker. I put out a plan and basis the federal government has a role, state, local. Our businesses do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow losing 592 points to close at 23,650. That's a loss of more than 2%. The Nasdaq down 89 points. The S&P 500 off 51 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.